Nobody, but nobody in Fairbanks has to merely dream about a white Christmas this year. I'm Stephen Lay, University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Information Officer, with this week's edition of University Focus. When Mother Nature delivered more than 2 feet of snow to the community last week, it certainly impacted all of us, and the university was no exception. Responsibility for alleviating the situation fell heavily on the campus security and the physical plant crews. Traffic and parking problems kept security officer Fred Sockel very busy.
It was a sudden, abrupt storm, lots and lots of snow, people coming to work in the morning, and they come to work in parking lots that are filled with snow. A lot of them weren't really prepared for the amount of snow that we actually got. In other words, they came cruising into the parking lots and took a running jump for the particular parking spaces, and next thing you know, they're up to their hubcaps in snow and stuck. We got an awful lot of frantic calls from people. In fact, between the hours of about 8 and 11 o'clock in the morning, when I was actually out there in the snow, we moved, too many Christmas, I don't know, 50, 60 cars from the various parking lots on campus.
Helping them out took a great deal of muscle.
We were out there actually pushing the cars. It's policy with security that we don't use our vehicles to push, pull, or jump start any vehicle. It's because that in the past that we have destroyed our vehicles. For example, we've knocked out alternators and regulators. Also, you know, pushing and pulling, you know, a lot of the people do not know the proper way to push or pull a car, and you can damage headlights and etc. So we don't do it. What we had to use that particular day was muscle power. There is myself and Terry Vrabeck were actually out there pushing vehicles to get them going.
Most of his problems were in the parking lots, which have the lowest priority for snow removal.
Physical plant has been running about 12-hour shifts. Their main concern is with the main streets on campus. And it's the same thing that holds true for downtown. Primary and secondary streets come first. And then the parking lots and the parking areas come second when they can get a hold of it. Since we had additional snow the last couple of days, they were still working on the main streets to get them down to bedrock, if you will. And indeed, they were working, like I said, 10, 12-hour shifts. In some cases, I know for a fact coming up that they're going to be working up to and possibly Christmas Eve, working on getting snow out of these parking lots and off of campus in particular. So they got their work cut out for them.
Physical plant director Carl Ignatoff mobilized his crews to keep the campus accessible.
What we normally try and do is get in for snow removal, get started early enough in the day when it's happening so that we can have most of the areas clear by the time the university opens, or say 8 in the morning. And the original game plan, if you will, was to start those operations at 4 in the morning. We backed it up when we saw how heavy it was to midnight the night before, so that we could clear. And then, in fact, started somewhat earlier than that even. But as I say, those areas that were initially cleared, say around midnight, by 8 o'clock in the morning, had to be addressed again. And of course, the main plan is to go with the main road and then the lesser roads within campus and parking lots, obviously, where we can, where there is not overnight parking.
Much of the snow removal labor on walkways is normally provided by students. This time, however, only a few were available.
On Sunday afternoon, we tried some call-up just to do the sidewalks and things of that type that really could not scare up enough people to make a worthwhile effort in terms of that. And so perhaps in that respect, the interior, the walking areas, if you will, may have suffered a little bit more than they would in a more normal time frame, that is when there aren't finals.
Not only was there a lot of snow, but it kept coming down. At one point, the heavy equipment had operated consecutively for almost 30 hours, grading the road, then redoing it to get off the accumulated additional snow. It was a heavy snow, which also prevented some equipment from operating.
It was a little bit harder on our cleanup operations because it got so warm, the snow got very heavy, so that some of our equipment really wasn't, snowblower equipment generally was all right, but things that, primarily things that we used on sidewalks like brushes and things like that, we just couldn't handle the kind of snow that we had.
While there were a lot of problems, there was also considerable success. The campus remained open. Anyone who could get to the university could get around. That the university remained open during such a major storm is a tribute to all who worked so hard to make it possible. Carl Egnatoff is director of UAF Physical Plant. Fred Sacco is a member of the Security Department. For the UAF Public Affairs Office, I'm Stephen Light. University Focus is produced by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC-FM.